Daniel Ortega will begin a fourth consecutive term as the president of Nicaragua. He was announced the winner of Sunday's presidential vote, but President Biden has said yesterday's vote was neither free nor fair. NPR's Carrie Kahn has been covering the election from neighboring Costa Rica. NPR and other journalists from other major foreign news outlets were barred from entering Nicaragua. Carrie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about turnout? Did people go out to vote in yesterday's election?
It appears that after state workers were taken to polls early yesterday, voting centers were pretty quiet throughout the day. I watched a lot of state TV, and even on official channels, it just didn't look like a regular bustling election in Nicaragua.
Right. So as we mentioned, you were barred from getting into the country to cover this election. So are a lot of other international journalists. How have you been able to find out what's going on?
Oh, NPR hired a local independent journalist who's been doing interviews in the country, and we're not revealing the journalist's identity for their protection.
All right. So what are Nicaraguans telling us?
Well, opponents asked voters to boycott the elections, and many we talked to were just conflicted about what to do. Some people said they were afraid if they didn't vote, officials would just mark their ballots for Ortega. Here's 21-year-old taxi driver Jose Leyva. We spoke to him in Managua. He says half his family went to the polls and defaced their ballot. He chose to sit out.
Como todos los candidatos están presos y nadie conoce quiénes son los que están ahí, el único conocido es Daniel.
He says the candidates he wanted to vote for are all in jail, and the ones on the ballot are all allies of Ortega, so he says it was just a joke. The candidates on the ballot are from small parties aligned to Ortega. Nicaraguans call them zancudos, blood-sucking mosquitoes. There really was no viable opposition on the ballot yesterday.
So can you explain why? I mean, Ortega's been around a long time. He's almost 76, but why was this crackdown so severe?
Well, he has been slowly eroding these democratic institutions for more than a decade. When he was elected in 2007, he was a leader of the Sandinista Revolution in the 1970s against the U.S.-backed dictator then. And he did become president after the 1979 overthrow of Anastasio Somoza, but he lost re-election in 1990. And many say he just hasn't shaken the sting of that loss. He faced student-led protests in 2018 that he brutally suppressed. More than 300 were killed and hundreds jailed. And polls just showed that he was drastically losing support. And in the spring, he just unleashed this round of repression, rounding up opponents. And he went on the attack. Critics say that they haven't seen this level of repression in Latin America since the military dictatorships of the 1970s and 80s.
So where does this leave the U.S.? I mean, what are they saying about this vote? And then what do they do about it?
Well, President Biden came out with a bold statement last night. He practically calling Ortega a dictator now, saying that he and his family, Ortega's wife is the vice president and their adult children are all presidential advisors. Biden just called them an autocratic dynasty. Congress recently passed a bill to increase sanctions against Nicaraguan officials. The State Department officials have said that more sanctions are coming and that they will also review free trade perks that Nicaragua now enjoys.
I mean, we know, Carrie, that Nicaraguans have been fleeing the country for a while now. You're in neighboring Costa Rica, which has seen an influx of Nicaraguans, right?
Yes, Nicaraguans are leaving the country in record numbers. Many have headed to the U.S., which is new, too. And the last fiscal year, a record nearly 50,000 reached the U.S. border. Here in Costa Rica, the exile community, which is very large, held a march yesterday, filling two city blocks. It was just the sea of blue and white Nicaraguan flags. And I spoke with Susana Lopez. Her 20-year-old son, Gerardo Vasquez, was killed by Ortega security forces during those protests in 2018. She fled to Costa Rica just in May when Ortega's crackdown on opponents really intensified. Here she is. And she says despite his farce of an election, Nicaraguans will keep protesting until Daniel Ortega leaves office.
NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting. Thank you.
You're welcome.